customers affected by problem gambling can contact their bank to block their debit card from being used on gambling sites and on apps. That's an initiative brought in over the last number of days by the Irish Banking Culture Board, together with member banks AIB, Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSP. Research shows that 90% of gambling transactions take place online, and 99% of all those transactions are funded by debit cards. Voluntary card blocking is pivotal in stopping harm and helping customers to take back control of their finances and their well-being. The Common Commitment of Care for Problem Gambling is what it's called, and they're saying it'll provide the support that is needed by some customers who get into trouble. The framework is committing banks to practical measures such as dedicated support phone lines, trained staff, voluntary card blocking and signposting to trusted external services like Gambling Care and the Money Advice and Budgeting Service. Well, with me on the line to talk about this, as to whether this will work or whether it is welcome, is Tony O'Reilly, who's a gambling addiction counsellor, co-author of Tony 10, the best-selling and award-winning story that tells the story of his gambling addiction and subsequent recovery. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining me again.
Good morning, Jerry. How's things?
Good, good. Is this to be welcomed? It's not the overall or total answer to problem gambling, far from it, but is it something you'd welcome?
It's definitely welcomed, and I suppose it's something I would suggest to all my clients who would be in the early stages of recovery to add as many control measures as possible to minimise their exposure to gambling, but also minimise their ability to be able to place the bet. So generally, you can get blocking software on the phone like Gamban or BetBlocker, but to have the banks on board as well is huge. I know it was something that happened in the UK a good few years ago. So have all the main banks in Ireland board is a huge news for anyone who is struggling with gambling, because you can actually put your own block on any gambling transactions on your phone, as well as maybe having someone, you mentioned MABS there, but as well as having someone who, a loved one who may help you manage your finances as well.
That is important, and that maybe could be the difference for someone staying on the straight and narrow or slipping back into the bad behaviour and back into addiction.
Yeah, because I suppose if you're in recovery, you do get compulsion. So between the compulsion and the acting out, there's a space. And what you're trying to do is widen that space. So if you can't get access to gambling sites, it's a huge thing. Now, there are ways around everything, as we know. But if generally, as a counsellor, you would talk to someone about time, access, money. So you're cutting off your access meaning to place a bet, which will be the bank software, the other apps that you can put on your phone. Your access to money will be maybe doing a budget plan or a money plan with a loved one, where they might you might check your accounts once a week with the loved one, or you might have very limited access to your accounts. And then it's about filling in that time or that void. It's like, even though I'm 14 years in recovery, I still have gambling blocking apps on my phone. I probably will end up putting one of those bank apps just to be proactive in it, but also I still give control of my money over to my partner, so when any kind of wages drop or any money that comes in, I'll always transfer it over to herself, so I don't have as much access to money, even though I'm long term in recovery. It's just being proactive, because I'm no different than anyone else. I could get compulsion today, so I have to be very proactive with that.
Tony, what's the, from your mind and your view and what you see in terms of people looking for support, what is the level like out there of problem gambling? I see in recent days Gambling Care have said that they're giving five times the number of people support than they did in 2020.
It seems to be rising, and we're definitely seeing it. Even in September now, I've had an uptake of numbers contacting me, and I'd just be one person working in the area. And I know the Gambling Care have reported an increase in the amount of people looking for support or also receiving support. Even for myself, in start of September, there was 10 or 11 people contacted, which is a big spike, because during the summer it tends to quieten off a bit. But we're definitely seeing a lot more women looking for help and support. We're seeing a lot more young males looking for help and support as well. So it is something that's, I think it's. I've always said it's bubbling there under the surface, Gamo. I think we're going to look back at this in years to come and see it as a huge social issue that we didn't probably do enough on.
When it was happening. Why women?
Yeah, exactly.
Why are more women getting into gambling? They wouldn't traditionally be seen as, you know, heading into bookie shops, but of course it's not now bookie shops anymore. It's online. It's on your phone.
Yeah. And generally, the type of gambling women report to be engaged in is slot machines or bingo type games or casino type games, which is the most addictive form of gambling. Generally, with the male population, we're generally drawn towards sports betting. You know, yeah. You will see a lot of males even doing both. But there just seems to be, I think maybe, in my opinion, maybe it's because... and again, this is something that Declan, who would have co-wrote the book, would have mentioned that they nearly had the male market wrapped up, so they nearly started targeting the female market. You know, so like there's a lot more, if you look at even daytime TV, there's a lot more ads around casino type games.
Yeah.
And then the, like, we get bombarded with ads on social media. So we're constantly being hit with ads and offers and inducements to go in and try a few free spins. And then we're supposed to live in a world now where we're all, a mad world, according to what you're saying with Donald Trump. But we live in a world now that, you know, we're struggling with the cost of living. People are struggling with mental health and struggling with finances. So, like, when we see an opportunity to maybe we might be able to earn some more money, like, people are drawn towards that idea that maybe one bet could fix all their problems.
Yeah. Yeah. Tony, final point. Is there enough being done? It's an issue was raised by Gambling Care as well, I know, for family members, the people who are called affected others. Like, they're the ones, and perhaps partners maybe, you know, open up their bank account and find the money is all gone. They're left with the consequences.
Simple answer would be no. And they're the people that are impacted just as much as the person with the gambling. Like, to say for one person who's has a gambling addiction, there's 8 to 10 loved ones are affected as well, or colleagues or friends. So we do need to be looking at recovery to encompass the whole family as well. And there's not enough being done, but that's because of the lack of funding over the last number of years. So hopefully when the gambling regulatory body gets the social fund in place, there'll be a lot more services out there for loved ones, but also for treatment provision, for education, which is a part I'm very passionate about. And hopefully when we do have the proper funding in, you'll see a lot more services. And it'll help also destigmatize gambling, because it is a big social problem, but also hopefully create a lot more awareness that people can look for help and support with this problem.
Yeah. Okay, Tony, thanks for talking to us about that in the program this morning, giving us your view. That is the reaction there to that news coming through that the banks are getting more proactive in helping gamblers block their cards. That's Tony O'Reilly there, gambling addiction counsellor, co-author of Tony 10. If you want to get an insight into problem gambling and that world and the whole area, well worth checking out that book. It's a brilliant read, co-authored with Declan Lynch of the Sunday Independent. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the program.